This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, December 1st. God's word to you today is get perspective. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 73, verse 17, from the Passion Translation, and it says, "But then one day I was brought into the sanctuaries of God, and in the light of glory, my distorted perspective vanished." The book of Psalms is divided into four sections: the books of wisdom, the books of thanksgiving, the royal psalms, and the psalms of lamentation. Of these four sections, interestingly, the largest is the book of lamentation. Think about it. Lamentation is just a nice word for whining, complaining, and grumbling. However, the largest section in the biggest and most famous book in the Bible is about grumbling. This shows that God is not shocked that we sometimes grumble. He does not want us to stay there, but He wants us to be real enough to acknowledge that we have an issue or a challenge. Life is a series of ups and downs, yet it is in the ups and downs that we really grow spiritually. Do not seek to have a life that is a straight line, because it does not exist. You're going to have mountain tops and valley lows, ups and downs, moments of ecstasy and moments of bloom. However, as you stick with God and learn to follow God through these different seasons of your life, you begin to grow spiritually in ways you cannot even fathom. Some of the fakest people you will ever meet are those who want people to think that they are never discouraged. People who act as if they do not know what it is to cry. In fact, from the day they were born, nothing has ever discouraged them. Do you know any of such people? And do you like them? The reality of life is, the common denominator for all of us is, we all have to deal with discouragement. There are things that we prefer to work out in certain ways, but it does not even work out at all. Such things lead to discouragement. We are going to learn from Psalm 142. Please read. It is the Psalm of David on how to overcome discouragement when it happens. Have you ever gotten to the point in life where you think nobody cares? As a pastor, I have had people accuse me of not caring. It is okay. Jesus cares, but I really do care. However, the reality is that everyone will go through such times. When you think nobody cares, turn to God. David did not stop at lamenting alone. He turned to God. When he turned to God, he got perspective. Even though the challenge did not disappear, David could tell what would happen. He could tell that God will come through and deliver him from people stronger than him. Then the righteous will surround him, and he will not be lonely because God is good. Amen. Let us pray. Father, please cover me with the light of your glory and set my sight aright. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.